America, Images and Realities. Chapter 1. Which America? Which Americans? Reading. In attempting to understand America and American culture, we first need to realize that America is actually a country of countries, a culture of cultures. If we talk about a Japanese-style house, or a Japanese-style room, Japanese food, or traditional Japanese music or dress, it is fairly easy to get a picture of what we are talking about. But what is typically American? The size of Japan is about 378,000 square kilometers, or a little smaller than the state of California. And although local areas do enjoy local foods, festivals, and traditions, there really is not much difference in culture, customs, and lifestyles nationwide. America covers an area of about 9,385,000 square kilometers, with geography ranging from vast deserts and plains to the towering peaks of the Rocky Mountains, from the lush green of the Northwest to the swamps of Florida and Louisiana. And many of these different areas have strikingly different cultures, customs, and histories. If you flew from the city of New York to the city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, you might think you landed in a different country. While about 98% of the Japanese population is ethnic Japanese, less than 70% of Americans are white with European background. More than 13% are black and another 14% Hispanic. Over 10 million are Asian. At least 10% were born in foreign countries and another 6% have at least one non-American parent. And while some of these families have been in the States for several hundred years, others arrived very recently, bringing with them many of their own cultural values and ideas. In addition, there is not always an even dispersion of the many ethnic or cultural groups in American society. Southern California and the Southwest have large Hispanic populations. In many places, they are the majority group. Spanish is widely spoken. Mexican culture is a part of the overall culture, and of course, Mexican cuisine is common. Many places have Spanish names. Perhaps you know some of these: San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Las Vegas are a few. Parts of the Southwest, such as Arizona and New Mexico, still have a strong Native American cultural influence as well. New England, on the other hand, is the birthplace of America. As such, it has a long history of European tradition. Over 85% of the population is white, with a strong cultural influence from their European roots. European names or English variations of them are the rule. Many of their celebrations, such as St. Patrick's Day, can be traced back to the old country. This same kind of difference in demographic spread can be seen in other places as well. Many southern states have populations that are over 30% black, with a culture defined in many ways by their own unique history. While in the Northwest, over 80% of the population is white. Over 12% of the people in California are Asian. And even within these ethnic groups are various subgroups. Most Hispanics in the Southwest trace their roots to Mexico, while the majority in New York are from Puerto Rico and other Caribbean countries. And most Hispanic communities in Florida, which make up about 20% of the population there, are from Cuba or South America. The majority of Asians in California trace their roots back to China, while those in Hawaii tend to be Japanese. It is true that the white European Christian tradition has had by far the greatest influence on American society and culture, but, as we have seen, this has certainly not been the only influence. Millions of Spanish Americans have large fiestas to celebrate the national holidays of Mexico. There are colorful Chinese New Year celebrations in New York, San Francisco, and elsewhere. Most American jazz and much of the basis of rock and roll, as well as rap music, come from the black culture. All of this diversity helps to make America a rather unique place. Most Americans are exposed to and influenced by a wide variety of cultures and ethnic differences. While people in many countries, such as Japan, have to decide what international means, lots of places in America are international. But is this cultural, racial, and ethnic diversity always a good thing? The answer to that question will depend on whom you ask. One thing is sure, it certainly has a tremendous influence on American culture and society, both locally and nationwide. And it is at the core of many of the social issues and problems that this book will talk about. We can see the difficulty in defining American culture in the same way as we might think of Japanese, Italian, or French culture. But realization of the diversity in American society will help you to understand the American people and their society much better. Say it again. 1. The United States is about 24 times bigger than Japan. 2. Different parts of America have very different cultures and traditions. 3. The racial and ethnic mix is not the same throughout America. 4. Most of the Asians in California originally came from China. 5. The cultural and ethnic diversity in America can sometimes cause problems or issues in American society.